Moaz, how long have we been on a form of red list for Saudi Arabia to date? Good morning.
Trust that you are doing well and your listeners as well. Yes, we have been on the red list since the lockdown that South Africa implemented it last year, March. And the red list, we've just been lifted in the last month from the red list of countries that were not allowed to travel to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
All right, so this is quite exciting. And in terms of actually practically playing this out, how many airlines are flying between South Africa and Saudi?
At the moment, there's limited airlines. We're still awaiting for confirmation from the main flight carrier, which is the Saudi Airlines, to confirm flight. But for now, you will have to go via like Qatar or the Emirates at this point in time.
Okay, so we're going Qatar Air or Emirates Air. And that's, yes, that's a route that people have been comfortable to take to date, right?
Yes, especially if you are traveling from Cape Town or from Durban, because normally Saudi Airlines only travel from OR Tambo International.
Two things that are obviously very important that come with this decision. The one, whether it be religious or other pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia, has been very important for many people, and I'm sure they're feeling quite pent up. Upon landing, when they get there, when we're thinking about places like Mecca or anywhere, are COVID restrictions quite tight in terms of being able to participate in pilgrimages?
Yes, at the moment it's really tight. I mean, Saudi Arabia are one of the countries that have got extreme measures in terms of COVID compliance. So basically, people have got to take the mandatory vaccinations. They've got four different type of vaccinations that are allowed at the moment, which is the AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna, or you could take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We just received communication yesterday from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. It seems like they're talking of supplying a PCR test as well prior to arrival, and there could be possibility of still a five-day quarantine period. So at this point in time, we're getting information on a daily basis. There's new rules, new regulations coming out because they are slowly lifting up the ban from various countries. So we are watching it on an ongoing basis just to try and capture all the information and put it together to see what are the exact requirements that are going to be implemented for our South African citizens.
Sure. All right. So that's quite a number of hurdles to be vaccinated and preemptively have your PCR taken, PCR test taken, and possibly a five-day quarantine. Over and above that, as I understand it, once you're on the ground, as you move around various cities, you'll be checked at entrances to malls and other public places using the Tawakalna mobile app.
Yeah. So they've got two apps. The one is called the Tawakalna and the other one is the Itmarna app. These applications will basically incorporate all your information from your medical history, your vaccines, any chronic diseases, illnesses, your movement within around the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. It goes as far as if you would like to pray in the Holy Mosque, whether it be Mecca or Medina, you need to make a booking prior to going into the Holy Mosque because of the restrictions that are in place. And obviously, they've kept the 1.5 to 2-meter distance between individuals and praying. They can only accommodate X amount in the Holy Mosque. So application needs to be made. And you are also, at this point in time, only allowed to perform one Umrah per pilgrim that is coming to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So when you arrive in Saudi, you can perform your one Umrah. And thereafter, you have to apply just to go and pray in a mosque. And if you get approved, only then can you go and pray in the mosque. If not, you would have to pray in other masjids around the area or in your hotel facility.
Interesting. How many umrah does an average visitor undertake?
So normally when you would go for a two-week period if you're going for umrah. You would perform your first umrah upon arrival. Thereafter, you could make many more umrahs depending on your health and depending on your availability during your duration in the kingdom. So now they've just limited it at this point in time to one only per pilgrim.
The other side of this, of course, that's very important, this lifting of the ban, is Cape Town in particular has very strong influx of travellers as well, or just Muslim travellers in general, and I imagine also in particular from Saudi. We know in our conversations with Nvidumini from Cape Town Tourism in the past that has been a priority area in terms of the development of our tourism industry in Cape Town, making it halal friendly. Are we seeing some appetite from that side of the world in terms of people wanting to get here?
Yes, I mean, we are in discussions with the Royal Embassy of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia very often, as well as Derco. They're working very closely together. And we've seen that in the last few years, there's been an increase of tourism from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And we find that majority of the tourists that are coming are actually residing in Saudi Arabia during their stay. And they prefer, in Cape Town during the stay. And instead of them normally going for a 1 week or a 10-day vacation, they are spending a month or two at a time in Cape Town. So that's very positive. And we're also hearing from the embassy that a lot more applicants have been coming forward with regards to wanting to come to Cape Town. It's a very lucrative destination, and also it's a lot cheaper than going to other countries at this point in time, with the rial being 4-1 to the rand.
Thank goodness we can depend on our friends in Saudi at this time. South African tourism could definitely use that support. Thank you so much, Moaz Kasu, Secretary General of the South African Hajj and Umrah Council, highlighting in today's Wanderlust Wednesday the increased number of opportunities that you have in terms of inter-travel between Saudi Arabia and South Africa.